I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. But today's GeoQuiz takes us out of this world into a realm that's 63 light years, or about 370 trillion miles away. These are the voyages of the... No, wait. This ain't science fiction. I'm talking about a real place, a massive planet in another solar system whose real color scientists have just figured out. It's deep blue. But it turns out this planet is no cool paradise. It's a gas giant whose average temperature is over 1,800 degrees Fahrenheit. Precipitation? You bet. It rains molten glass sideways at 4,500 miles per hour. Umbrellas are pretty worthless here. The planet's official name is rather uninspiring, HD189733b, but scientists also have a nickname for this giant, Hot Planet, and that's a name we want you to come up with. Got it? Okay, folks, we're there. The nickname we're looking for is Hot Jupiter. Sounds like a highball in search of ingredients. Not to Frederic Pond, though. He led the team of researchers who studied that blue gas giant 63 light years from here.
A hot Jupiter is a term we use in the field to describe a planet, a giant gas planet that orbits very close to its star. And therefore, the whole planet's atmosphere is heated at more than 1,000 degrees Celsius. So it's a Jupiter-sized planet that's very hot, hence the nickname Hot Jupiter.
Okay, so it's kind of steamy. But still, a planet that is deep blue in color has got to be Earth-like, right?
So first, it's a common misconception to think the Earth is blue because of water. The Earth is blue because the sky is blue and the oceans reflect the color of the sky. For instance, the sea around England is not blue, it's gray, isn't it? The water reflects the color of the atmosphere, and the atmosphere is blue because of Rayleigh diffusion by oxygen and nitrogen. That planet is blue for different reasons. We think it's because of the silicate dust combined with the sodium absorption, so it has nothing to do with the reasons why Earth is blue.
I learn something new every day on this program. In fact, while the planet's blue hue has generated lots of headlines, Pont told the BBC that there's a whole lot more to this celestial body than its deceptive color.
This is a planet we've observed a lot since it was discovered about 10 years ago. The color is really not the only evidence. We have a lot of observations from the transit showing us the spectrum of the atmosphere in different conditions. So the visible color is just one piece in this puzzle.
And perhaps the most interesting piece of the puzzle on this hot Jupiter... It's rain and glass.
I think it's a fair description because glass is amorphous silicate, and we think when silicates in these atmospheres condensate as droplets, they form amorphous grains that are transparent. So glass is a fair description, and rain because it's actually not falling down, it's blowing horizontally because of the very high wind. The winds are supersonic, so there are some shock waves every day when the sun rises. So it's an interesting place.
I'll say. And that was Frederic Pont, leader of the team that determined that somewhere out there, 63 light years away, there's a deep blue planet, a hot Jupiter where it rains glass. We have a NASA video of strange weather on other hot Jupiters out there. You can find that at theworld.org.